question last year. I don't remember. So I didn't get a chance. I still didn't get a chance to listen to the tape. But the question is like this. The Rambam says, that what is Tshuva Gemura? Tshuva Gemura is a person, Shebo Liyadu Dvar Avera, Dvar Shelebo, and now it's F Shebi Yadu Lasoso, and Pirish Vilei Osam Nea Tshuva. Keitzer. Arei Shebo Alisha Bavera. He lived with a woman that was also to him. Ulachas Ma Nesyachet Ima. Then after a while, he is with her again. He's Nesyachet with her again, alone with her. Vu Oimeid Ba'avas, a boy loves her just as much, Ubekayach Gufay, and physically is just as strong, and B'Medina Sh'ovaba, in the same exact Medina, same place where he was ever before. Alright. Now, we don't know what Medina, but anyways, let me ask you a question like this. So, fine. Pish Le'ev HaMarah is about Tshuva Gemara, and he wasn't over, so then he's about Tshuva Gemara. Well, let me ask you a question. Isn't it true that when a person does Tshuva, he raises himself to a higher level? Right? In other words, like this. Let us say, for instance, a person was involved with Noshim, he was involved in Taivas, and he did Tshuva. So now, he took that energy that was previously involved with Noshim, and he redirected it to learning Torah. Right? So would you say that this man is a Baal Tshuva or not? Certainly. Ein Loch Tshuva Galon is that, right? Alright. But he doesn't fulfill the Rambam's description. Because the Rambam says, Vuhu I made, Ba'avaseba. He loves her just as much. Yeah, but he doesn't now. Because right now he doesn't love her just as much, because right now he's not involved in that area. You understand what I mean? So it'd be very unusual indeed to say that that this man who is on a higher level, it comes out that he's less of a Baal Tshuva because of the fact that he's on a higher level. You got it? Okay. We one time said a long time ago that you take a look in the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, there's two Rambams. The Rambam starts off in Perek Aleph, Kol mitzvah shebetera bein asei bein lo yisasei, im ovar other malachas mehen, bein bizodin bein bishgoga, kashiyasa tshuva yosh mechete chayel esvaris, right? What's the first parak? The first parak, we said, the first parak is dealing with, the first prakam are dealing with what? With tshuva from maisa avera per se. From halachic, the halachic, from violating the halachic structure. From a halachic avera, you see? Now if you take a look around in parak Zion, the Ram starts over again. Ram says, Ha'ol or shis kolad nesunaloi, person has bechira, t'mei shebi'ani, yishtal lev masas tshuva letzvadas, Ulizvares befiv mechatov, the linar kap of mechatov, today she yomis, who bought tshuva, yuskal chayel on the law. Now, Altaimer, Gimel, Altaimer shain tshuva elame averes yesh ben maisa, kagunz nus, gezel, gneva. Elakashem sach or mashav melekach sach lechapis the deos res yesh lev, mashav minakas, mino eva, minakino, minahisul, medifus a moment, a cover, divus a macholis, kiyetsu behen, a kol tsarach lachzer tshuva, and a kol tsarach lachzer tshuva, right? Okay, so what is the difference between Perek Zayin and Perek Aleph in the Rambam? In Perek Aleph, the Rambam is talking about violating a halacha and asay or a lois asay in the Torah. You see, he ate chazer. He shaved his payas. The mice is the tsuras ha'isa from the Torah. Over here, the Rambam is talking not about a tsuras ha'isa. Rambam is talking about midos rois. You see, midos rois. You understand what I mean? Therefore, there's two types of tshuva. There's a tshuva for breaking the system of Torah. A tshuva for breaking the system, even if it doesn't involve a taifa, a midah ra. There's a lot of times a person can do an avera, it doesn't involve a midah ra, he just was negligent. You see? Whatever it is, or he doesn't, not because of a terrible taifa. You understand what I mean? Now what the Rambam is saying like this. The Rambam in Perek Beis is still talking about tshuva. From what type of tshuva is talking about? From the halachic yisr, right? From the halachic yisr, he's not talking about tshuva from taifa. He's talking about tshuva from violating the halachic system. From the halachic system, the tshuva must be that he must have, it must be, if he has the same exact taiva, to violate the halachic system. What does tshuva really mean? Tshuva means where he's in his exact same situation, and he's a shav. He's a shav from the mais avera. Now, if you're talking about tshuva from taiva, that's a different story, of course. Then he has to remove the taiva. But if you're talking about tshuva from the mais avera itself, the iser, the tsuras ha-iser, so you must give him everything necessary to violate the Tzuras Isser, and he doesn't violate it. Why? Because he recognizes that he shouldn't violate the Tzuras Isser. So in that tshuva he has to have the same exact taiva. If he doesn't have the same exact taiva, so then there's no tshuva from violating the Isser. Do you understand what I mean? Do you understand it? You see? Like this. If a person was Boyle and Isha, Bavera, so then what happens? Now he wants to do tshuva. So what does he want to do tshuva from? If you're talking about tshuva from his taiva, of course he shouldn't be aimed by Vasa Yisrael. But if you're not talking about tshuva from the taiva, this is a separate parasha. You're talking about tshuva from violating the halacha kisa. He was boil a nido instead of a tahira. Same taiva. He halachically he violated. He didn't care about the halachic system. So you have to give him all the circumstances, the alumshtenden that brought him to the yisr. You see? Two different tshuvas. Yes. The two tshuvas are two separate tshuvas. One tshuva has to be for the taiva, one tshuva has to be for breaking the yisr. But for breaking the yisr, it means that even if he'd have the taiva, he wouldn't break the yisr. And for the taiva, it has to be that he doesn't have the taiva anymore. You see what I'm saying?
Mark is right.
No! The Rambam, the situation that he was by the Isha, what the Rambam means, it's a test. It's a test. Right?
He doesn't have to do that to get tshuva.
He breaks the halachic system. Right? He breaks the halachic system. He does an avera. So now he says like this. What did it involve? I broke the halachic system as one, and two, I was a Baal Taiva, right? I wanted the tshuva from both. So it means that if tshuva from both means like this, that if he would be in a situation where he'd have the same taiva, so he wouldn't violate it. That shows you that he did tshuva from breaking the halachic system. And from the taiva, the tshuva is that, don't you understand, the tshuva is that there's another taiva. It's two different things.
What is that?
Yes. Okay. The question was, Ram says, Im lo yishev alav mezik nusa, yubeis shi yefshi le lasa yisma shoy yaisa, af pishen et shuva ma'ula ma'ela silai, u baal tshuva, it helps him, and he's a baal tshuva. When Lashon, ma'ela silai, it helps him, he's a baal tshuva. Not a baal tshuva gemura, but he's a baal tshuva. Baal tshuva she'ain a gemura, yeah. There's a steer. What does it mean? If he can't do it, he's ain't a b'kayach. But if he would be b'kayach, he would do it. Is what kind of a tshuva is this? You know what I mean? What kind of tshuva is this? The answer is like this. The answer, we said this on the list, if I'm not mistaken. We said, what is tshuva really? Tshuva really is loshev al Hashem. Tshuva has an object of the tshuva. Tshuva doesn't just mean I'm not going to do something. Tshuva is loshev al Hashem. There's an object in the tshuva. Tshuva means, if a person does tshuva, a person says, I'm not going to do this anymore, but he doesn't have their Rabbeinu Shel Olam in the tshuva, it's not a tshuva. I say it's not a tshuva. I never saw anybody that says the right otherwise. Tshuva has to be, tshuva must be, Shuva Yisrael, Adar Hashem Alekecha. What is Adar Hashem Alekecha? Shuva Yisrael, Mechatzarecha. Adar Hashem Alekecha. Why? Because tshuva must incorporate the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Rambam says in tshuva, he must say, Ona Hashem. Ona Hashem, Chatasi, Abisi, Poshati, Vosisika. What's Ona Hashem? Chatasi, Yilayesaza. No, Ona Hashem. Emuz, Rufin, Son of Banish Lowen. He has to. If he doesn't call out to God, then it's not a tshuva. He just decides he's not going to do something he did before. That's not a tshuva. That's dumb. Tzchara mischarit al mashi asa. Good for atos and zara, but it's not doing what? Ach, what's pshat in kishlan kerech? Like this. The pshat is like this. In tshuva, what tshuva does like this. Tshuva reinstates the relationship between him and God. You see? The chait breaks the relationship. If tshuva reinstates the relationship, so that means chait has to break the relationship, because chait is the opposite of tshuva. Right? Oh. Now the question is like this. A person has kishlan kayach, he's weak now. Right? The question is, and he's sorry for what he did, machmas kishlan kayach, he's weak. Right? And now he returns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see? So is that considered tshuva or not? You see, if you measure tshuva in terms of would he do the same thing again, that's your idea of tshuva? Definitely not. But if the halacha of tshuva is the specific relationship with God, you see, then you cannot say right now, just because if he would have something else that he would do the avera, but what difference does it make? But right now he's still a shohel Hashem. Right now he's establishing the relationship to God. What he would do is extraneous. You see, if tshuva by definition means just making sure, undoing it, removing his tracks, so to speak. If you're going to say that that's what tshuva is, then you're right. Here he didn't remove his tracks, because the guy would definitely do it again. But if tshuva means establishing a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see, then it doesn't matter what he would have done under different circumstances. But the fact right now is, what is his frame of mind right now? Right now, his mitzvah, he's sorry. He wants to be with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't want to be with the Chatoyim. That's about tshuva. See, tshuva is a relationship between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the relationship. So even if it's machmas kishlin kayach, and who knows what he would do if he would have his strength back. Yeah, maybe he would violate, I don't know. But the fact remains right now, does he have a relationship? That's a shav. He's still a Baal Tshuva. You see? This actually brings into, you know what I mean? Tshuva doesn't mean like an infantile idea, like I did it, now I'm not going to do it. You know what I mean? No, if that's the essence of tshuva, you're right, then it doesn't have anything to do with it. But if the essence of tshuva is establishing a relationship with God, you see with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then it doesn't matter what he would have done under different circumstances. But now the fact remains, he's kishlin kayach, he's shvach, he's weak. But the fact remains, he's a shovel Hashem. I mean, he has enough avas Hashem to be able to be sorry for what he did, and for the future, the Mekabel is not going to do it. He established a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom. The chet, there is no meineya. The chet is a meineya from the relationship. Then there is no meineya now. You'll tell me what he would have done under different circumstances. Who cares about it? You know what I mean? But the fact... That's the pshat. That's the pshat of it. Yeah. Aspect of that of halacha beis has to do with the relationship with God. In other words, if he's going to do it again, it's going to break the relationship. All these things are subsumed under the one big universal heading, which is on Hashem. See? Then we could really define, if you think into it, we could define a little better. What's the difference between tshuva gemura and tshuva eina gemura? What's the difference between tshuva gemura and tshuva eina gemura? This is the case, tshuva eina gemura, machmas kishlin kayach. It says he's still a baal tshuva, but it's a baal tshuva she'ina gemura. So, between tshuva gemura and tshuva she'ina gemura. Directly to the definition, the difference between tshuva baal tshuva gemura and baal tshuva she'ina gemura. And why do they call him a baal tshuva? And what was Ram saying? Me'elas Eli. What is this? There's a funny lesson here. What is it? It has to be. Yeah, go ahead. How does it work? What's the story? There's a story of a chaytek. Process. What's the story? Okay. What? Let's take a descriptively. A good description of Israel. Man does a chaytek. Does a chaytek. And what happens? What happens to him? So what happens? So we said a chaytek breaks the relationship between him and God, right? Okay. But what does it mean exactly? It means like this. It means the chet puts him in a certain state, a certain frame of mind, changed the man, a certain frame of mind, in which his relationship with God has been broken. Right? And now the man is in a completely different from the beginning of the story to the end of the story. In the beginning he was close to God. Chet overpowered him. He did an action. And now he's in a different state altogether. He's a different man. Fine. Okay. Now let's get questions. Now, what do we require of the man? What do we require of the man? What do we require? We require that the man should reestablish the relationship that he had with God before the chet. Right? Okay. But there's one problem. What's the problem?
The problem is
the same forces that caused them over here to break the relationship are still here. Right? Oh. So there's only one of two ways to get out of that. And the two ways is the difference between Baal Tshuva Gemura and Baal Tshuva She'ina Gemura. One way to get out of the causes, one way to remove yourself from the forces that led him to the chet, is a natural way. He gets very tired, very weak. Kishlin Kayach. Kishlin Kayach, he doesn't have any strength to do the Ma'is Avera. If he doesn't have any strength to do the Ma'is Avera, so now the forces which caused him to be in that state have abated. They're removed by themselves naturally. That's the easy way. But there's another way. There's another way. The other way is what? Is where he by himself removes the causes of chet. He himself removes the cause of the causative agent which led him to chet. You understand what I mean? You see? That's his Baal Tshuva Gemura. The difference between Baal Tshuva Gemura and between Baal Tshuva She'ina Gemura is only how the causative agent is removed. That's all. Either it's removed by himself, He himself takes physically, so to speak, he takes and he removes the agent himself. Or else, their Beinishloim helps him out. He becomes old, he becomes weak. Kishlin Kayach. He doesn't have any strength to do the Avera. The same Isha that, like the Ram mentions that he was involved with before, that Isha, he has no Tivus Nashim anymore. He's old, he's weak, he can't do it. So this, if that's the case, the causative agent that led him to chait, which broke his relationship between him and the Rabbeinu Shlomo, went away by itself. You see? Right? What is tshuva really? But why does Ram call them both Bali tshuva? Because what does tshuva mean really? Tshuva means establishing the relationship between him and God. You see? Now the way the chait left him, the chait always leaves the person in a state of a broken relationship. That's what chait does. Leaves him in a state of a broken relationship. Now, what tshuva means to reestablish the relationship. Now, by the case where naturally his strength got weaker, lost his strength, you see? So all he has to do is the last little thing is left for him to do. He's in a state now, he has no relationship, right? All he has to do now is establish the relationship. Say, Ono Hashem. Chotasi Avisi Pashati Yasisu Kach V'Kach. Right? So then, if he does that, then he's establishing the relationship. That's tshuva. In the first case, the tshuva really is, Shavuot Hashem really means to establish the relationship. But by Baal Tshuva Gemur, he has to do one more thing. He has to He has to remove the agent, the causative agent, that really placed him in the state, of a broken relationship. You see? This is the first step. I don't want to miss it. The first step, the difference between Baal Tshuva Gemura and Baal Tshuva She'ena Gemura. What's the difference? The difference is in so far, they're both called Baal Tshuva. Why are they Baal Tshuva? Because Baal Tshuva, I tell you, the essence of Tshuva is On Hashem, is the essence of Tshuva. He has to reestablish a relationship with God. On Hashem. That's the essence of Tshuva. But, in order to have Tshuva, there's a Ma'akev. The Ma'akev is the same type that got him 5 minutes ago, is going to get him again. There's a Ma'akev. So how is the Ma'akev going to be removed? So the Rambam says, there's two ways that the Ma'akev is removed. In the best, the highest form, he removes the Ma'akev via Dayan himself. You see? That's about Tshuva Gemura. But in the second case, God helps him. He doesn't have to remove the Ma'akev at all. All he has to do is now, the Ma'akev is gone, now he just has to establish the lines. Lines of communication can be established now. There's no Ma'akev anymore. So the Ma'akev is either removed by himself via Dayim, or else it's removed naturally. If it's removed naturally, then what kind of halach is it? Baal Tshuva She'ena Gemura. And if Baal Tshuva She'ena Gemura. And if he's what? If it's removed by himself, then it's Tshuva Gemura. It's Tshuva Gemura. Now, go ahead. Has been distorted. He's away from reality. Now he thinks, it doesn't just, it's not a very, it's not a pshat, just he did something wrong. You know, he gets a cross of spears. His soul is really deteriorating. The man is doing an action which has taught him something which is false. He's away from the truth, away from reality. See? He has to think that when he does that thing, that's the good. A natural thing. A person will go and, involve himself in a taiva. Taiva sachil, let's say. What would it say? But, oh boy, this is terrific, this is delicious. All these statements mean one thing. This is the good. And insofar as he now is convinced that this is the good, that's how much he's convinced that the other thing is not the good, which is the real world. Yeah, that the metaphysical world is not the good. This is the real good. So chait leaves a person, the act of chait, leaves a person in a state in which he has a broken relationship between him and God. Because, of course, the only good is the metaphysical world, and God is at the center of the metaphysical world. So, therefore, he's away from God. You see? That's the shot. That's the way it works. But the actual doing, of course, a minute before he does it, he's still in a bad way. But after he does it, he's in the worst way. It's completed by the action. The action of chait teaches a person that evil is good. Distorts his values. Person can't do a chait and say it's no good. Person can't say, hey, let's go and have a great time and get excited about it when he thinks it's not good. It's ridiculous. He has to maintain this is the good. It's a value. Value change constantly. A person cannot be a chait and not have a, not value it. See, that's the pshat. That's the worst part of chait. The worst part of chait is not so much the chait. The worst part of chait is the value system changes. See, the philosophical value system changes. If he would have learned for that half hour, and he would have enjoyed a svara, then he would have been convinced that this is the good. See, there's a lot of parts, activities in the world are vying for the good in a person. And insofar as he partakes of those activities which really teach him the good, which really teach him what the real good is, that's how far advanced he is. Insofar as he partakes of the other activities, he's learning a different good. See? Person's always learning. He's always learning something.
And that's good.
Now the question is, you want to go further? Because both of them satisfied. What is the advantage you want to know about Baal Tshuva Gemurah? Baal Tshuva Gomorrah. Of course, you're going to Baal Tshuva Gomorrah. What's the advantage of a Baal Tshuva Gomorrah? So you say in both cases, you establish the relationship. Who cares? Who cares if I remove the Makev or if the Makev was removed by itself? You understand what I mean? What's the difference? The Machar Geshem. Shuyem Amisa. Which means the Pasuk. Ram quotes the Pasuk in the Pasuk Kellas, no? Yeah, so it says, Ad so the Ram says, Filo, call Yom Vasa Shuva Biyem Misa, so you may speak Shuva, so call of Vainos of Nimcholan, Shenema, Ada Shalai Techsha Hashemish, Vaor, Vayerech, Vakarchovim, Vishavu, Ovim, Achar Geshem. The Ram says, that's Yom Amisa. So you see, it means to say that if a person does tshuva any time before Yom HaMisa, so Avayin Esa Nuchala, learns that from a pasuk. What do you have to have a pasuk for? What does Ram need a pasuk for? Why does the Ram need a pasuk for that? Yeah, I mean, if it makes sense that this is tshuva, so then it's good. And if it doesn't make sense that this is tshuva, so it's not good. What's the pasuk? Why does the Ram have to have that pasuk for? Why does the Ram have to have that pasuk for? Interesting question, huh? I mean, the pasuk has to make sense. How could the pasuk? How could the pasuk not? You know what I mean? How could the pasuk not be sensible? I mean, it's a kinegad seichel. Everything's up to chachmas Hashem. Is that what? Only cross svarei. Gemara says this svarei only cross. So over here, this is not halacha of a hilchos tefillin. This is something that makes sense insofar as the soul of man is concerned. If that's the case, then what do you have to have a pasuk for? You know what I mean? Good question, huh? Yes, over there, the Rambam's talking about advice. Schoras barecha bebechur esecha. Shlomo Melech says that don't wait till it's too late. Do it now when you can be yeshava. That's the advice. Shlomo Melech is giving rational advice. But the pasuk over there is telling you that it's nimchal. Let's see, where is the pasuk? Give me a chumash over there. Schoras barecha bebechur esecha. Ad is perik, let's perik. It's in perik, kehelis perik yedbeis. Ada shelo yevoy yimei arroa. Then it says, Ada shelo sech shach hashemesh va'or va'yareach va'kechovim v'shavu ha'ovim achar ha'goshem. Okay? Va'kechovim ha'ovim. Because there are two types of tshuva. One type he says, you should do tshuva b'mei b'chur esecha. And then he says, but make sure Ada shelo sech shach hashemesh va'or va'yareach va'kechovim v'shavu ha'ovim achar ha'goshem. Right? Yeah. Which means there are. Yeah, that means that it helps. All right, so the first one, I understand why you have to have a pasuk. Because the first one he's telling you is a riot. That's what Shlomo Melech says, that a person should always do the preferable tshuva. But the fact that tshuva works before Misa, it was milsa the talya b'sfaras. So what do you have to have a pasuk for? What do you have to have a pasuk for? Yeah. Answer to both questions. What? It says in the first instance, the Rambam says, "Who should Shlomo Amar? It's Choras Barecha B'mei B'chur Esecha." Right? The first one where he brings a pasuk, it's advice. And the second one is bringing a raya, because in the second one you don't need advice. The advice makes sense in the first one. Say, look, you should do tshuva when you're young, not when you get older, because when you're young it's better. That's advice. But when you're older, what kind of say before you're going to die? If it works, of course you're going to do it. It's not going to work, so you're not going to do it. I mean, what do you need advice here? You know what I mean? It's not a question of advice. And you see in the Rambam, when the Rambam brings the first case, he says, Hushi Shleim Amar. You see? That's the right thing to do. But in the second Shuvah, he says, Shenema. You see? So, Philip Kalyam says, Shenema. Call Vainasim Machon Shenema. He has to bring a riot as a Vainasim Machon. Why does he bring a riot of Vainasim Machon? Do you know what I mean? And if it makes sense. If not, not. Okay, you got it? Alright. And Bechlal, the question is, what's the distinction between the Shuvah Gemur and Shuvah Sheni Gemur, right? So say like this. That really, tshuva is not just an ethical phenomenon. Okay? What's a pshat? We say that tshuva means a relationship between a person and God, right? Ah, and it's two things like this. So what is the benefit of tshuva, really? What is the benefit of tshuva? Not just benefit of tshuva is not just an ethical thing, that the person improves himself. But tshuva means that he has a different relationship with God, right? Ah. It's a metaphysical phenomenon, you see? Now the point is like this, that we know that there's one thing you have to know. Like the Rambam says in the Maor and Ilchon, the Rambam says that no matter how strong a person is, he'll never be as strong as an ox. You see? He mentions that. So what does the Rambam, he still talks about it over there. What does the Rambam mean over there? There's not saying the Rambam shoot them over there. What the Rambam means like this, the Rambam means is that just like there are laws for that govern the yachid, like that determine the capacity of an individual, there are laws that determine the min, that govern the min. See, the min also has laws. That's what the Rambam means. No man can be as strong as an ox because there are laws, universals, that dictate what the min is going to be. There's an entity of a min, you see? Now, the min of man has limitations. That's what the Rambam says. Just like the individual man has limitations, the species man has limitations. That's inherent. That's built into nature. There's a concept of min, you see? That's why the strongest man can't be as strong as an ox, you see? Because it's built into the structure of the min. The min also is a reality. Now, things like this. There are laws governing the men. That's why we mentioned one time that the Rambam says, what is Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't just an individual, but he represented the upper limits of the min ha'anushis, highest level of that the species could reach. Now, the point is like this, that we know that the species man can relate to God. Species man can relate to God. Now, therefore, if a person is a chaytei and he does tshuva, so then he can relate to God. Now, what is the difference between tshuva gemura and tshuva sheni gemura? Tshuva gemura is like this. Tshuva gemura means that the man has all his energies, he's bekecha, he has all his energies, he's complete as a human being, and he's a shav, right? So in the tshuva gemura, when he perfects himself, we're speaking about the min being perfected. Because the min is constructed with all its energies to be a certain way, has a certain design. The min has a certain design, you see. Now, if a person removes the ma'akev and he channels all his energies to the good, so then he has naturally, he has a metaphysical relationship with God. Because that we know, that God relates with man. But if there's kishlein kayach, once there's kishlein kayach, then he is lacking insofar as the min is concerned. Because kishlein kayach means that he's not living up to the standards of the min. Do you understand what I mean? By kishlein kayach, it means he's below par insofar as the min is concerned. You see? Yeah, because he's not at the par. Because the min is constructed to be exist a certain way with a certain amount of energy, a certain amount of kayach.
So
Therefore, the thing is like this: that if the min ha'anushis, is a shav, we know the min ha'anushis relates to God. So therefore, when a person is a shav, insofar as he is one of the, he partakes of the min ha'anushis, so he has a metaphysical relationship with God. Yeah. You understand what I mean? But what about kishlein kayach? In kishlein kayach, that's not so, because in kishlein kayach, the min ha'anushis is incomplete. You see? He doesn't fulfill his structure is not the structure of the min ha'anushis anymore, because he's lacking insofar as the min ha'anushis is concerned, right? Now the question therefore is, who says that this creature can relate to God? That's why you have to have a pasuk. You see? Who says that this creature can relate to God? Because he's not the min ha'anushis, for Shlomo say. The Rambam says, for instance, a Navi. In order to be a Navi, what does the Rambam require? He says he has to be aimed bekechai, he's not a chayla. He has to be. The Rambam requires certain physical characteristics. Why does Aram say Shalom Begufay? Tilo Dea Nechoyne Lohovin Lohasig Vum Miskadish Velech Parshim Dak Klal Om Mehochim Machshach Yizman Vahove Velech Arad Hovin. Right? So what is Shalom Begufay? Why does Ram require Shalom Begufay? Because the Rambam requires Navi Kointe Ram has to be a Shalom Begufay. Not Shalom Begufay can't be Navi. That's what I'm saying. Why? Because Shalom Begufay means
that he is structured like the Min HaNushis was meant to be. You see? That's something that the reason is because he has to be able to utilize all the Keiches HaNushis towards that one goal. But if he's missing, if he's not a Shalom B'Gufay, he's missing the Keiches HaNushis, he can never have Nevuah. It's impossible, he can't have Nevuah. You see? Because the Nevuah was given only, Nevuah is only possible to an individual, you see, who, it's only possible for the, for a total Min HaNushis, where all the energies are directed toward this thing. It's not possible for a lesser individual. So a person who's not a Shalom B'Gufay can't be a Navi. He's not structured anymore according to the pattern of the species.
Mr. Moshe Beno was 120 years old. He was a perfect guy.
Shalom B'Gufay. Shalom B'Gufay. It says on the contrary. But it means the idea, the rayon, what the Medrash wants to get across. What's the rayon? Means that he was a Shalom B'Gufay.
This is by Mesha.
That's right. Therefore, the thing is like this. The question is by Tshuva. The question is like this. Is Tshuva only possible? Is the relationship only possible when the metaphysical relationship only possible if he summons all his keiches, that then all the keiches that the Min HaAnush is endowed with, you see, and redirects the energies? That's the first Tshuva. That's the Tshuva Gemura. That's the Tshuva of the Min HaAnush. But in the second Tshuva, you don't have a Tshuva of the Min HaAnush. Because in the second Tshuva, he's below par. He's Kishlen Keach. You see? So therefore, he's not summoning all the energies that the Min HaNushis has at its disposal, or even if it's not because of Kishman Kaf, but the Rambam is another case. Ef Shalai Lasseis means it's not. It doesn't have to be. Doesn't mean that. I don't mean to say that physically he's below par. I mean to say, as far as Tshuva is concerned, he's not the Min HaNushis. As far as Tshuva is concerned, he's not summoning all the energies. You follow what I mean? So therefore, the question is, can he have a relationship with God in such a situation? Is there such a relationship? For that, the Ram needs a pasuk. Shenemar, actually, have a shemesh v'ireach. What's pasuk? Actually, have a shemesh v'ireach. Okay, chavim. V'shavu onem, v'shavu avim, achageshim. Shehu yamamisa. So that's what the pasuk says. So from the pasuk, you see, Shlomo Melech knew that even if he doesn't summon all the energies, then, right? He still can have a relationship, metaphysical relationship. You understand? Shein a Gemara.
You can see it open right in from
Eel. What would be the case? Yeah. Say Kurdish. Because Kurdish says it, that's the way it is. That's what it is. But the reason why you need a Raya is because Shuvah is not just, and it's ethically nice, it's ethically good. Why are we Zeicher to Chai Olam Abba, which is the real type? Why are we Zeicher to Chai Olam Abba? Because there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. You understand what I mean? Because it's a reality. The reality behind all realities is the relationship with God. And that means that man can have this relationship. You see? And that's only possible if that's the reality there. Otherwise, the guy's doing tshuva and there's no metaphysical reality. So what? So he's a good boy now, right? He's nice. Well, what does it mean? What does it mean in terms of his stature as an individual? You see? In terms of reality, where does he stand in terms of reality? Is he within the reality? Is he related to God or is he not related to God? We have to know what the reality is. Can't just say because he's good, so he's good, very nice. But is he related to God? He's not related to God. They're good man still. You see? Because the Eve was tshuva means that it takes a person and puts him in a certain relationship in reality, in relationship to God. You see? That's the if that relationship isn't achieved. So then he can show me ethically. It's very nice to do it. But the question is, did he achieve this relationship? No, he didn't achieve the relationship. He didn't achieve the relationship. We don't know. Now we know if he achieved the relationship, if it's achievable in that situation. The only way we know is from the pasuk. The first one, you don't need a pasuk. Because we know the Min HaNushis is related to God.
That's the pasuk.
The first one also is a call of Anasa Nuhal. Yeah. But there's a different relationship to God. That's the difference. And the first one, he relates to God in the highest capacity insofar as the Min HaNushis relates. The second one is also a relationship to God, but it's not the relationship of the Min HaNushis. It's below par. It's below the relationship of the Min HaNushis. You see? In the second Tshuva. The second Tshuva, his relationship to God is not on a par with the full relationship that the Min HaNushis could have to God. You understand what I mean? So below it, there is such a relationship. But it's not the same relationship. It's qualitatively differentiated. That's what it runs us to get.
Is it
Shilakamash?
Right.
Right?
So therefore, it's a very different relationship. I mean, it's not the same as...
not the same.
But, all right. Now, what about a person, for example, that can't, for another reason, let's say he's in jail or something, and he does shiva.
Right.
Now, in other words, what's lacking over there? Why can't he put all his energy? He's still, in other words, he has normal drives and everything.
Yeah, but the point is like this. The point is like this. That in reality, if he could do it, he would violate, it could be he'd violate the Isser again.
Right.
Right? So vis-a-vis tshuva, all his energy is not being directed to tshuva. You understand what I mean? And I don't mean that physically he's weak. That's a problem with the Navi. I mean, insofar as tshuva is concerned, his energies are not being directed completely towards removal of the chait. Because you see, the only reason that he can relate to God now is because he can't do the chait. Where he, did he have the power to do it, he wouldn't be able to. So his relationship to God he's not relating to God with all the energies that he's capable of. That the Minanush is capable of. No, it's not Kishlan Kayach. But the point is that the reason why he's a Balavera, right? You know what I mean? He's a Balavera. Now, since he's a Balavera, if he were to take all his energies and remove them from the Avera, then he would be able to, that would be the first level of Shiva, see? But now he can't do that because it would overpower him, right? So you see, he can't take all the energies that were directed towards the Avera and rechannel them to God, right? Only part of them he could do, you see? So therefore, his relationship to God now is questionable. Is there such a relationship? Can he relate to God in such a situation? Now you need a pasuk to bring you right, they can do it. Drum. Kama mula mala sachuva. Emesh. How is that moved to my shalak yisrael? Shnei ma vayin sechem evzim b'menechem. Tzayik vayin enene. Whole business. Vayayim hu mud buk b'shchina. Shnei ma vatan vayin shem lakechem. Tzayik vayin enene miyad. Shnei ma vayin tamrik vayin yena. Vayis em mitzvah sum akablan es em benachas v'simcha. Shnei ma ki kvar rotzo lakim es masecha. V'lo yoyed el shem es avim lahem. Shnei ma v'or v'lad Hashem min chasid v'rishlein k'mei alam akshana kabman yais. You see? What's up, Chad? Now, what's the Rambam saying? Why is Rambam have to bring this in? Because tshuva isn't just an ethical thing. It's a relationship to God. That's what the Rambam is showing you. You understand what I mean? It's a metaphysical phenomenon.
You did.
Where's Rambam saying that? Emesh, Parag Zayin, look above. Emesh hayez v'esonu lefnei amakam. Meshuka tzimruchak v'sayeva. V'ayoyim u'ol v'nechmet karvi yedid. What's up, Chad? It's a relationship with God. If this relationship is not established, then it's not tshuva. Yeah. So ethically he improved himself. But is there a relationship between God and God? That's the question. For that you need a puzzle.
That's the result.
Exactly.